Good morning and welcome to the bit slip on the 22nd of May. I've had a bad boy day this morning, so I'm not going to hang around too long. He's in an exam at the minute, but we're in full meltdown mode at the moment, so the next couple of days are going to be brief and not much going on. There's no football trades, there's a few Swiss games. If you're an Ultimate member, I have added two potential half-time CSLAs to the members area. The Swiss games weren't on Betfair yesterday, and they only got put on through the night, so that is being done. I have got five potential pod place horses: Yarmouth 210 King Oswald, Air 305 Strong Steps, Air 505 Testa Rossa, Air 540 Betty Grable, and Southall 815 Shirezar. So that's 210 King Oswald, 305 Strong Steps, 505 Testa Rossa, 540 Betty Grable, 815 Shirezar. So they're all place market, pod place horses. I'll catch results up when I can. Elections tomorrow, obviously the old country is in absolute turmoil, in absolute shambles. I will tell you a quick story. I was in the Wetherspoons in Cambridge last night getting something to eat. And this is what the one thing that staggers me with people is, you know, we fought hard, everybody fought hard for the right to vote, women in particular with the suffragette movement, and we're sat in the Wetherspoons last night. There's a little table of three or four next to us, and they're talking about Brexit, blah, blah, blah. And one of the women in the group asked another woman, did you vote leave or remain? And she said, I voted leave. And they had a little discussion about why she voted leave. And her exact words were, I voted leave because my husband told me to. So I had to interject. I said, you voted because your husband told you how to vote? She said, yeah. I said, why did you do that then? I said, why didn't you vote how you wanted to vote? She went, oh, he knows more about it than me. I said, well, don't you think it'd be wise to sort of just read about it a bit and see what, you know? Oh, no, I haven't got time for that. And you just shake your head, don't you? And that's, I mean, that is up countrywide. And it doesn't matter whether you voted leave or remain, because there'll be people the other side. I'm not coming out on either. It just staggers me, you know. It's another thing when if I go back to my podcast where I said that men are always good at driving, shagging and playing poker, everybody votes on an informed decision, don't they? If you speak to anybody who's had about, oh, it's always an informed decision. This woman just said, I voted because my husband told me to vote that way. I mean, the suffragettes will be flipping, turning in their grave, won't they? What is going on? Anyway, yes. And the old Farage thing, I didn't agree with him getting his old, as much as I don't like the man, I didn't agree with him getting the old milkshake thrown at him. As amusing as it may seem, it's not the way to conduct business, is it? We are on that. The country is falling, trust me, into a state of absolute disrepair, and I can't ever see it going back. The divisions and the anger. But the way people behave, you know, there's just nobody can sit down and have a conversation about anything. Everybody's right. Nobody's got, you know, compromise in them. It's just all you're wrong. And the animosity in it is just incredible. And walking around lobbing like milkshakes, eggs, it doesn't matter what it is at people. What does that actually solve? What does that genuinely solve? It doesn't solve anything. You're just an absolute knob. Get the man in a debate and ask him to answer proper questions, and he can't. That's the bottom line with him. He cannot. The guy is a charlatan. He cannot answer the questions. That is all that matters. Whether you vote Remain or whatever, that guy can't answer questions. And there's lots of others who can't. But a lot of them are elected. He is an unelected, put myself out there, absolute knob. But yeah, lobbing milkshakes at him isn't the way. What else is there? Nothing for today. No, I'm going to crack on with my boy. I'm going to have to go and get him to see somebody tomorrow. He's got another exam Friday. He hasn't got any tomorrow, so there may not be a podcast tomorrow. This does all come to an end on June the 5th. But, he's having a particularly bad time at the minute. So I will leave it there and go and do my duty, my parental duties. Football will be processed as normal Friday. If I do get a chance to do 2 minutes, recording tomorrow, I will do, but football I'll be doing as normal Friday. We've got Serie A coming to a conclusion, and then it pretty wraps up for Ultimate, and then I will have details of stuff for new season next week before I go to Madrid for the old CL final. Got the tickets now. Makes it real. Very excited. Provided I can get my boy sorted. Waffling. No, there was something else I wanted to say, but it's gone. Okay, guys. Well, have a lovely morning, day, whatever it is, Wednesday, sun shining, and I will be back in the morning.